Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. Wherever in the world you might be, if you're listening to this, it's possible for you to be in one of the 25 or 30 countries that have listeners. Thank you so very much. I'm James E. Zediker. Nobody in particular. And today is a Sunday after the longest day of the year. The celebration for the longest day of the year right now is the United States went to war. An unconstitutional, illegal war. A out of control administration authorized without the will of Congress, the bombing of a sovereign nation. The United States declared war on Iran. And I just wonder if this is the beginning of a real stupid push for Armageddon. You know, there's a bunch of crazy ideas that somehow the world would be better off if Israel was smashed and suddenly Christianity was the savior of the world with all their guns and blah, blah, blah from, you know, from the Left Behind series, which was filled with mayhem and partisan murder warfare based on theology and a magical thing that happened where some people all disappeared. Well, all that magic thinking is crazy. That is crazy. I mean, insane level out of your mind crazy, and that's where we are right now. And I'm expecting that the idiots are going to remain idiots and maybe bang the drums for more war. But war isn't something that the president gets to do on his own. It didn't used to be that kind of a country. But now it appears we're in, you know, pretty sad shape. A tyrant. A despot. A wannabe king says, bomb those bastards. And his people are going, yay, yay, bomb those bastards, let's go to war, war, blow things up, blow up more people, kill people, peace, war for peace. You see how silly as shit that sounds? But here we are. I just blew shit up so we can have peace. That's wrong. Ineffective. And that is going to have to be dealt with at some point because we just can't be in a country, we just can't be a country with a fucking despot king. I don't know about the rest of you stupid fucks, but me as a stupid fuck, I sure as hell do not want to be at war. I have children I have grandchildren. Now, my children are a little old, but my grandchildren if shit came down, and I don't want them to go to war. I don't want to be at war. I don't know of anybody that does want to be at war in my circle. Those who are thirsty for war, those who are thirsty for conquest, those who are thirsty for getting over on, then you're going to work real hard to get over on, and you're going to bang the drums, I suspect. But I am not. I am still banging the drum for peace. I am a hippie from the 60s. Four dead in Ohio, you goofy idiots. You mindless, inconsiderate, you're humans, but you're despicable. Despicable. The worst kind of troll. Despicable. Well, we're at war. It's a despicable war brought on by a despicable man and a despicable group of people around him who enabled him to go to war without going to Congress and making a case for it without following any of the laws that go along with it. This is a lawless administration with everyone in the crosshairs. This is not going to work out well, folks. It's not. It's, I'm just saying, this is not going to work out well. Nobody in particular. Phoenix, Arizona, first 24 hours or 48 hours of war with Iran. It's so sad. And dangerous. And dangerous. More to come. We'll see how it goes. Iran might actually wipe Israel off the map, because the United States bombed it. Wouldn't that be some stuff? That Trump would be responsible for the destruction of Israel. Unintended consequences. I'm not going to try to predict them, but I know that they're coming. Nobody in particular.